have seen similarities in the device that exploded here last night and the other three devices that have exploded in Austin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Another late winter storm, this time is taking aim on the southeast. Correspondent Jim Kusum has more.
The National Weather Service is warning it's the biggest severe weather threat so far this year. Nasty weather, including tornadoes, could affect some 29 million people across the south and southeast. Dozens of school systems in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi will dismiss early because of the severe weather threat.
If the system produces another nor'easter, it will be the region's fourth in less than 3 weeks. In Kentucky, four people have been injured after two trains collided and derailed. Correspondent Scott Carr.
Those living near the scene in Georgetown, Kentucky, just north of Lexington, were evacuated out of an abundance of caution because something spilled after the collision that apparently began burning. The fire has been extinguished. What spilled from the train has not been confirmed. But officials say once they determined there was no safety risk, they allowed residents to return home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
For decades, women have fought for pay equality, and now they are doing so on the tennis court. Some of the tennis stars are now in the broadcast booth. CBS's Vicky Barker.
9 times Wimbledon champion Martina Navratilova says she makes about $21,000 providing Wimbledon commentary for the BBC. So imagine her surprise when she found fellow commentator John McEnroe on the list of the broadcaster's highest paid talent.
He's getting at least 10 times as much money.
The BBC insists McEnroe is on a different kind of contract, playing a more central role to its Wimbledon coverage. Navratilova says she's asking her agent to negotiate a bigger paycheck this time around. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The family of a dog that died on a United Airlines flight is looking for change. WCBS reporter Ethan Harp has more.
11-year-old Sophia Ceballos shared her grief nearly a week after losing her family's French bulldog, Coquito.
Every night I cry.
We want justice for Coquito!
The Maspeth Queens girl and her mom stood with animal rights activists and State Senator Marisol Alcantara. She unveiled her proposal for Coquito's Law. Alcantara condemned what she called a track record of trouble by United. Her pet passenger Bill of Rights would ban placing pets in overhead bins and demands animals get so-called reasonable access to food, water, and medication. United apologized for Coquito's death, but family attorney Evan Ocean doesn't think that's nearly enough.
We want criminal prosecution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Today is March 19th, and I have Vince Cervini in the studio with me today. He is joining us to talk about some very important things today. And as we always start with a quote, we're going to do that today. And our quote is always a little teaser about what our topics will be of the day. So I'm going to give you your teaser here. It's a quote by Helen Keller, and she said this: "A well-educated mind will always have more questions than answers." That is our quote from Helen Keller, and we're going to kick off this show with our commercial break, and then we'll be back to find out about the weather. I know the sun is shining, and you're all trying to figure out if we should get the shovel out, so stay with us.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunter and Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
All right, so what are we doing here in the studio? Do we need a snow shovel? Do we need an umbrella? Well, first, let's just say we do not like when there's a winter weather warning on our screen, and the month is more than half over. So you all know I need beach days, not snow days, but this is what we have going on. Right now, it's beautiful out. It is sunny. It's warm. It's perfect for March. It's probably still a little below the average temperature, but it is not snowing. So we like that. Tonight, we're looking at some increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, we have a chance of snow after 9 a.m., and then that will mix with some rain. And in the afternoon, and we're looking at a high near 37. So it's 50% chance of precipitation. I say, bring the umbrella, not the snow shovel, forget the ice scraper. Looks like we're going to be okay. It gets a little crazy now Tuesday night. I'll tell you that forecast. It's rain and snow before 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. And then it's snow between 7 and midnight. And then perhaps some freezing rain. I don't know if they're making this up or what, but we're looking at about an inch of snow Tuesday evening. I don't think we're going to have much snow accumulating Tuesday during the day. So when you wake up Wednesday, you'll have about an inch on the ground, and then we're looking at snow and sleet between noon and 1 p.m., and then some snow after 1 p.m. And then Wednesday, we have some more snow after and around midnight with 2 to 4 inches of snow on Wednesday evening. So I like none of that, but I can tell you about Thursday without cringing. Thursday is sunny with a high near 44. So what I will say is that March snow never stays around very long. The sun is really strong this time of day of year, and we have more sunshine during the day. So we'll get rid of this snow. But Tuesday and Wednesday, try not to look out the window and go outside more than you have to. And maybe after this snow, we'll be able to put those shovels away. That is what we're all hoping for. Here's your commercial break, and then I'll be back with my guest.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so I'm back. No more teasers on your guest. And I'm going to see, we're going to do our little studio check here. Vince, you should be live now.
I am.
Excellent. Vince, if you can introduce yourself so my listeners can get to know your voice and tell us where you're from.
My name is Vince Sirianni. Thank you, Georgine, for having me today. I am a lifelong resident of Somerset County, 47 years. I grew up in the Bridgewater Raritan School District. And I'm in the financial industry, been 24 years with my own firm. The name of the firm is The Preferred Client Group, multiple locations around the New Jersey, office in Somerville, Cranford, Shrewsbury, and Bloomfield. And we advise clients, families, business owners on all of their financial matters.
And as lovely as finances are and all of those things that you do during your day job, which probably bleeds into the evening, you're also a volunteer for something really, really important. And you're here today to tie in my quote, right?
Correct. Centered around education. So I am also a volunteer board member for the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation, located in North Branch, New Jersey. Lifelong resident of Raritan Valley. I remember at a Somerset County College, because I've been around so long, in the community, but Raritan Valley Community College is the only higher ed academic footprint in Somerset and Hunterdon County.
And that is important. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of the college and the importance of community colleges. And I'm so happy that you're here today to tell us and to kick off a little bit about your anniversary, your 50th anniversary, and your gala that's coming up on October 25th at the Palace, and the great work that the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation does in the community to support students and the community at large, and how important the community college is to the fabric of our economic vitality and our students who are able to excel at the college. No matter where they are, the college, community colleges in general, are always able to meet students where they are. So we're going to talk a little bit about those exciting things when we come back with Vince. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we're back in the studio, and I did just get a message from one of our listeners that it's going to snow again, and Vince and I can do nothing about that. We can only hope that based on how wrong the meteorologists tend to be, that we may not have any snow. So we do apologize for the forecast, but we're just the messenger, just reading the message. So we are here, though, to talk about something that we can bet on, and that is the importance of an education and what the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation does. And Vince, as a board member here, to talk to us a little bit about the partnerships that the foundation has with different businesses and corporations and how important it is to raise funds. And I understand that your gala, which is called the Golden Harvest Gala, is one of your most important fundraising events throughout the year. And this being the 50th anniversary for the college is especially important.
That is correct. So the college runs many fundraisers during the year through the theater. We have a golf outing in the summer, but we get a chance once every 50 years, with this year being the 50th anniversary, to offer an opportunity for Somerset and Hunterdon County, both at the community level, at the business and corporate level, at the non-for-profit and philanthropic level, for everyone to come forward and celebrate the first 50 years of the college's presence. And we're also preparing, as we speak, for the next 50 years on where the college is going. Higher ed seems to be such a powerful tool and a powerful voice in our communities, and Raritan Valley, being the gold standard in the community college arena, plays such a major role in that process.
And Vince, you know so much about the history. As we think about the future of the college in the community, we can pause a moment and think about how the college started. How did Raritan Valley Community College even come to be 50 years ago?
Okay, so the history goes back to the 60s. When Doris Duke, as everyone knows her, as at one point she was the wealthiest heiress in the world, and she had a sizable estate here in Somerset County, donated the property, 240 acres, which was pretty much spearheaded by acting governor Ray Bateman, who had legislation passed in New Jersey back in the 60s to allow community college's formation here in New Jersey. So Ray Bateman was, this was probably his baby, and he's now deceased. We've put it in his honor, the Ray Bateman Center for Student Life and Leadership. But the story started back in the 60s, 1968 to be exact. There were 229 students at the time, and at the time it was Somerset County College before converting over to Raritan Valley Community College back in 1987. And the first graduating class and the first commencement was 75 graduates in May of 1970. And believe it or not, before the college was built, the college began at Greenbrook High School there in Somerset County. So what a tremendous history.
And if no one is familiar exactly where the Raritan Valley Community College campus is located, we do have listeners from outside New Jersey. So it is always the question, do you take exit 24 if you're on 78 heading east, or do you take exit 26? Because, of course, both will get you to the college.
Correct. So north, you take the North Branch exit, I believe. Ooh, boy, that's a tough question. It's right next to Fiddler's Elbow on Rattlesnake Road there. So I have the number off the top of my head. I believe if I had a guess, it would be exit 26. So don't quote me on that. Just look on the map and the directions, and that'll kind of get you there. But, yes, it lies between Route 22 and Route 78, closer to Fiddler's Elbow. And if anyone knows the Route 22 area, it's closer to Reddington Road in North Branch.
And as you mentioned, with the number of acres that were originally donated, the college has been able to provide a lot of different things on that campus, amazing athletic homes to
yes.
different things. And, of course, the art center.
Correct.
Is there where there's different plays. You had something for the music for the Irish Heritage recently.
Correct.
And there's
Correct.
Amazing plays. And
Correct. It provides between the planetarium, the theater, obviously, you know, certificates in nursing and engineering are a big footprint there. We also built a workforce development building there on campus that services both counties and the entire business community. Thousands and thousands of students from K through 12 pass through the college in regards to the arts and the theater and the planetarium visits and other services that the college provides.
And you have a unique connection to the
I do.
Community college.
I do. So I attended my first soccer camp there at Somerset County College in 1975. Before it was converted over to Raritan Valley Community College. And my wife is a graduate of Raritan Valley Community College before moving on to college in New Jersey. And I was taking a summer course back in 1991. And it was Calculus II. I was a business major at the time and at Rider, and required me to take Calculus II. And I told myself that if I don't do as well on the final, and it was extremely challenging as a course, that I would take a ride down to Great Adventure and see my sister and her friends, and that's where I met my wife. So there's an emotional attachment.
And just like the original governor that helped to get the efforts of the community college realized, really, and now you have something named after him. So very, very long history. People who get involved with the college tend to stay involved with it. He was involved with it for 26 years, and you've had this connection for decades.
Yes, it's been some experience. The president, Mike McDonough, our current acting president, is a Hunterdon County resident and is doing a tremendous job on the with the Somerset County Business Partnership and the Hunterdon County Business Partnerships to work on issues regarding economic development and the growth of both Somerset and Hunterdon County. So they've done an extraordinary job, and I always say that the college is the pillar to the two counties, along with the hospitals and the partnerships.
And do you think the original founders who had the 75 graduates, that they looked across the fields, if they had a commencement field and there were 75 people, do you think 50 years later that they would be shocked that the college today has over 8,000 students?
It is amazing. What a growth stage. I would say yes. They probably, you know, I guess back in the 60s, that was before I was actually born, the college environment, and I know the whole area because I've been around there all my life, was primarily farms and there wasn't much development. But now with the growth and the construction and on the grounds for the facility, they're talking about future housing potentially on the campus and all of the business and corporate environment, Somerset County being the bio New Jersey or biotech capital with pharma industry is such a huge footprint.
And that makes a lot of sense. We're going to finish our commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the history of the college, what's going on today, and what the future will hold for students of Raritan Valley Community College and the work of the foundation. Stay with us.
It's time for me to fly.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back live in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle. It's our normal hour for Hot in Hunterdon from 4 to 5. And it's always so nice when I don't have to post pictures of empty chairs. And I have a guest in the studio, Vince Sirianni from the Preferred Client Group. And Vince is also a volunteer board member for the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation, and he has not run screaming from the room during the first half of our show here. I did warn him, though, that radio time goes much faster than any other time, and he has promised to stay with us for the hour, sharing some delightful history and personal history as well of his connection to Raritan Valley Community College. And we often talk about how important it is to volunteer in the community and to be connected. And obviously, Vince believes in that philosophy, as we do, that it is best to give and to give with your heart where you find a connection and the importance of education. And having such a great history with the college probably makes it easier to spend time doing some things that you know are supporting students from two counties and from New Jersey and perhaps from out of state as well.
Correct. And we, the foundation gives away about $300,000 a year in scholarships, pretty much driven and motivated by the foundation board for the college, which does a tremendous job, all volunteers, on ways to give back to the community. I always say education is power. I'm first generation from an Italian family that migrated here back in the 50s, where education wasn't an option. So what education has done for me and now for my children and the community, I believe, is really the foundation of what communities are really all about.
And the foundation, we're here to make sure that we launch information about the Golden Harvest, the gala that's coming up on October 25th, 2018, at the Palace. But the foundation, the work of the foundation, is certainly not just one event or one 50th anniversary celebration, but the members of the foundation board are constantly and consistently in the community trying to do work that supports the students, to give out scholarships and other things. And so you mentioned earlier that you have an annual golf classic as well. It's one of your fundraising events. And you do some other things for the foundation. And that is the commitment from the board to raise as much funds as possible. And I wanted to mention that the Raritan Valley Community Foundation board itself is an opportunity where you can donate directly to them. They do have a website, and we'll put a link on our social media page. But the foundation itself is somewhere within the student that is a nonprofit that you can donate to. And we have very smart listeners around here, and so they want to know that their money is a tax deduction.
That's correct. So 100% of the proceeds that we raise through the foundation goes to scholarships and enrichment programs for students at the college. A lot of donors that are looking at their personal and estate planning are coming to the college because they have an emotional connection or a family connection or a community connection to offer those scholarships in someone's name, for example. So we've got a wide variety and a wide array of corporations, individuals, families, both large and small, that come through the college on a daily basis.
And I want to talk a little bit about that, about the students, 8,000 students. And Raritan Valley is a community college that is designated for two counties, Hunterdon and Somerset County. So there is no identity crisis there. It's very clear that the college serves both counties. And you have over 120 full-time faculty, and 45% of those are PhDs.
That's correct. So, the tuition that runs a little bit over $5,000 a year compared to the average tuition across America, which ranges from the $20,000 to $70,000 range, it's amazing what the cost and a dollar, how far it actually goes through Raritan Valley Community College and all the community colleges across America. Give us the more underprivileged an opportunity to come forward and develop into the future and join a four-year academic institution. We have the relationships with Rutgers and with Montclair and all the other universities. And Raritan Valley Community College just sent their first student to Princeton University, which is a huge mountain to climb, and definitely stands tall with their pride and their efforts on what they're doing for the community.
That is amazing, Vince. Thank you for sharing that information. And we were fortunate enough, a few months ago, we had one of your professors come on who had written a book talking about inequity in society, and we were happy to have her as an author and as a member of the Raritan Valley Community College faculty. So that was Karen Gaffney.
Terrific.
So it's great to have faculty not just with the educational criteria, but people that are passionate about what they're teaching. And certainly with a community college, there are many, many studies that have been done that demonstrate how our under-resourced students, how our students that do need scholarships and financial aid, how they can find a home in a community college and launch a four-year program. There's so many different collaborations that the college has. Could go on for nursing, and you have your base at the community college, and you could continue to take classes there and be supported by a faculty that understands the importance of education, not necessarily just the cost of education.
Yeah, so the many graduates that I met that graduated Raritan Valley Community College that moved on and come back to visit us, I'll tell you a quick story. When we have our annual retreat for the board in June, we always have students come back and tell their stories. And one of the stories that was told a few years back was a student that lived in North Plainfield, walked to Raritan Valley Community College from North Plainfield on a daily basis to get to class. After his classes were completed, he walked to the Bridgewater Commons to go to work, and then he walked from the Bridgewater Commons back to North Plainfield because he didn't have the means for a vehicle or transportation. He ended up leaving our retreat at the country club with a vehicle to make sure that he could drive and complete his education, and he ended up finishing top of his class and has moved on to a brighter future.
It is encouraging to know that students who have that type of tenacity and the fortitude to achieve their goals, that they can find some support in what is often a very harsh and cruel world. And education is the one gift that you can give that you will always have. No one will ever take that from you.
Absolutely. Again, coming from a cultural background where my parents and grandparents were uneducated, and providing the value of education not only in my life and what I can accomplish running my own business and taking care of my family, I tend to breathe that same passion to my children and tell them that education can be the ticket to any path that you, will lead you in life to any direction you want to go. It's basically your ticket into the clubhouse.
Well, we are going to switch over to our news break. We are at 4:31, and I'm getting my tickler reminder here that I have to do our news. But we'll be back in the studio today to talk more with Vince, and we're going to drill down into the details of the gala. They are certainly honoring some very worthwhile individuals. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that and continue talking about the importance of education and the benefits of a community college right here in Hunterdon County.
Stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump speaking in Manchester, New Hampshire about the opioid epidemic.
Defeating this epidemic will require the commitment of every state, local, and federal agency. Failure is not an option.
He called for stiffer sentences for those convicted of trafficking opioids.
If we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we're wasting our time. Just remember that. We're wasting our time. And that toughness includes the death penalty.
Is there a serial bomber in Austin, Texas? Another explosion has happened, and it's injured two people. Police Chief Brian Manley.
Based on the preliminary review that we have done at this time, we have seen similarities in the device that exploded here last night and the other three devices that have exploded in Austin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Another late winter storm, this time is taking aim on the southeast. Correspondent Jim Kusum has more.
The National Weather Service is warning it's the biggest severe weather threat so far this year. Nasty weather, including tornadoes, could affect some 29 million people across the South and Southeast. Dozens of school systems in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi will dismiss early because of the severe weather threat.
If the system produces another nor'easter, it will be the region's fourth in less than 3 weeks. In Kentucky, four people have been injured after two trains collided and derailed. Correspondent Scott Carr.
Those living near the scene in Georgetown, Kentucky, just north of Lexington, were evacuated out of an abundance of caution because something spilled after the collision that apparently began burning. The fire has been extinguished. What spilled from the train has not been confirmed, but officials say once they determined there was no safety risk, they allowed residents to return home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
For decades, women have fought for pay equality, and now they are doing so on the tennis court. Some of the tennis stars are now in the broadcast booth. CBS's Vicky Barker.
9 times Wimbledon champion Martina Navratilova says she makes about $21,000 providing Wimbledon commentary for the BBC. So imagine her surprise when she found fellow commentator John McEnroe on the list of the broadcaster's highest paid talent.
He's getting at least 10 times as much money.
The BBC insists McEnroe is on a different kind of contract, playing a more central role to its Wimbledon coverage. Navratilova says she's asking her agent to negotiate a bigger paycheck this time around. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The family of a dog that died on a United Airlines flight is looking for change. WCBS reporter Ethan Harp has more.
11-year-old Sophia Ceballos shared her grief nearly a week after losing her family's French bulldog, Coquito.
Every night I cry.
We want justice for Coquito!
The Maspeth Queens girl and her mom stood with animal rights activists and State Senator Marisol Alcantara. She unveiled her proposal for Coquito's Law. Alcantara condemned what she called a track record of trouble by United. Her pet passenger Bill of Rights would ban placing pets in overhead bins and demands animals get so-called reasonable access to food, water, and medication. United apologized for Coquito's death, but family attorney Evan Ocean doesn't think that's nearly enough.
We want criminal prosecution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm here with Vince Sirianni from The Preferred Group, Client Group, LLC, who is here as a member of the community talking about his role at the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation Board. And I promised we'd get into the meat of the gala that is coming up, which is amazing that the community college is celebrating 50 years in the community. And the foundation board has some things that they're working on to celebrate that milestone and another way to support students with scholarships and the work of the foundation.
Yes, and along with the gala, we are recognizing a number of honorees that day, which were special people in both Somerset and Hunterdon County. The name they would recognize mostly out here is Steve Califer from Flemington Car and Truck Country, who is a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, a community leader, owner of the Somerset Patriots, involved in many different philanthropic endeavors with the hospitals. We're also recognizing Johnson & Johnson, who's their corporate sponsor, Ray Hughes from Somerville with Hughes & Plumer, family and risk management for the last 40, 50 years in Somerville, which is the county seat, and the Martin Luther King Center located in Somerset County. So four worthy honorees with worthy causes.
And you're right. A lot of people would recognize some of, and many of those names for some of the philanthropy that is done locally in the community. And so do you have a board or a small committee that works together and has been putting together the honorees and some of the details of the committee?
Correct. So I co-chair the gala along with Stacy Kimmins from the Fun Bus. She's a Somerset County resident. We are the gala chairs for the gala committee for the 50th anniversary. And then there's another gala steering committee, which is a group of another 20 individuals, along with 20 individuals on the gala committee that are looking at the steering regarding communication to the community, corporate engagement, fundraising, media and marketing, which a lot of things will be coming very soon in regards to a Facebook page, marketing pieces, pricing, sponsorship levels. All that stuff is in the process of being created. And then along with those two committees, there are subgroups that specialize in certain areas centered around, like myself, for example, I am the subgroup community engagement chair for both the gala and the steering committee, which involves really reaching out to the business community, the philanthropic community, the corporate community, making everyone aware that the event is coming and how we may be able to engage them as far as participation.
And as far as participation goes, you will soon be launching a website that will have some information about how you can be a sponsor, how you can purchase tickets.
Correct.
And this event is in Somerset County.
Correct.
It is at the Palace.
Correct.
Which is an amazing place. If no one has been there, it is on a campus that has lots of parking, and the Palace itself is so easy to get to. It's right off the exit in one turn, very accessible. And the best thing, besides all the amazing food that you can find there, is that it is such a great location because you never go to an event there, or I've never been to an event there, where I've felt claustrophobic.
Correct.
There's so much room and areas to go through. If a lot of times they'll have the silent auction in one room, and you could just meander around the entire campus there.
Correct. So the palace, again, has high vaulted ceilings. There's an enormous reception area when you check in, coming through the main entrance. We'll have a cocktail hour room that holds hundreds of people off to your left, and then obviously for dinner we'll be going into the main ballroom, and we anticipate somewhere between 450 to 600 people attending the event. There's not a shortness of interest out there. If anyone is interested, once you check the website in the near future or look for the future Facebook, if you're going to be participating, attending, or reaching out to the college, my recommendation would be to do it sooner than later because the event is looking to sell out very soon and very quickly once information is sent out to the communities.
And again, we remind everyone of the importance of the work of the foundation. While it is a gala and it is to honor the 50 years of history that the community college has, it is always our job here at Houghton Hunterdon to raise awareness of poverty and community issues. And the community college, just like the many community colleges across New Jersey. I believe Atlanta Cape May also shares a community college the way Hunterdon and Somerset does, and every other county has a community college, and how important those community colleges are for students that need to be able to access easily educational services of higher learning, and how over the last decade community colleges have become a competitor in all of the college industry, and the community college actually has some awards recently.
That's correct. So the Washington Monthly ranked Raritan Valley Community College fifth in the country on the categories of best colleges for adult learners for two-year institutions. Raritan Valley Community College was the only East Coast college to be included in the top five. And then back a number of years back, 5 or 6 years ago, when I joined the foundation, there was a study done by Reader's Digest that ranked the top 20 academic institutions, which included four-year institutions in America, under a certain criteria. And Raritan Valley Community College was the only two-year institution in America included in the 20-year, included in the top 20 for Reader's Digest magazine, which was really a high honor.
And the community college is affordable compared to other colleges. And at one point, Vince, when we were preparing for our special today, you had given me some statistics on the average cost of tuition at Raritan Valley Community College compared to other colleges and universities, and I thought that was such an amazing figure.
Yeah, $5,400 roughly is the tuition for a one-year education and at Raritan Valley Community College. Versus being in the financial industry, I see anywhere from clients and families paying anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000 to as high as $70,000 to $75,000 a year for education. So the community college has been more of a norm and a direction that the higher ed education institutions are following, both from an affordability and a transferability opportunity, because each two-year academic institution is partnered with all the financial, the four-year institutions, especially here in New Jersey.
And I should mention I'm also an adjunct professor at Warren County Community College, teaching information on grant writing and nonprofit sector. And the community college is such a great home because you have traditional students, just like Raritan Valley. There are many adult learning opportunities that the community colleges have and can engage the entire community. So it's not only freshmen, students coming right out of high school, but we should point out all of the amazing educational opportunities for adult learners. And that's a really important thing, I think, that the community college has that is not as important and as prominent in some of the other colleges and universities.
That is correct. So many of the students, like you had mentioned, Georgine, are not coming directly out of high school. They may be single parents or parents transitioning out of a career and coming back into the workforce. We also have some students that have come to us from overseas that made their way into the United States and never received an opportunity of attending a college or a higher ed institution. Raritan Valley Community College has become their home, have become their home not only for their studies, but also a home for their families and their futures.
Thank you, Vince. We do have our last commercial break. I told you, warned you, radio time just goes so much faster. So I hope everyone stays with us. We'll do our commercials, and then we'll be back for the last part of our segment here with Vince Seriani.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Been a night, such a night, such a long night. Watch myself disappear.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle. I'm hot in Hunterdon, and I'm always happy when I have guests in the studio. And certainly today, I'm very happy to have Vince Seriani with me from the Preferred Client Group, who is a member of the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation Board. And we're talking about the history of the community college celebrating its 50th year and how it is launching an amazing gala called the Golden Harvest at the Palace in Somerset County on October 25th, 2018, which is later this year. And Vince, I want to make sure that we don't forget the actual information, how people can get in touch to find out more about the gala, to get in before it's sold out. And I was hoping that you could share some of the contact information with our listeners today.
Sure will. So the website for Raritan Valley Community College is www.raritanval.edu. You'll be seeing on the website, Facebook will start, is in the process of developing a view also of the event. A lot of the information, literature, sponsorship, attendees, honorees, everything is pretty much coming out from the marketing channels in the coming weeks, we hope, and also material will be sent out electronically. And for questions or calls or anyone that'd like to get a live voice on the phone, you can call the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation office at 908-526-1200. They're at extension 8349. Ronnie Weil, which was our director for the foundation for many years, is now full-time with 100% of her time spent on running the gala with me, the committee, the co-chairs, and the steering committee.
Now, Vince, you gave us a little cutting-edge information when you told us about some of the different honorees for the gala. Do we have any other information that can put us on top here? Any of the different entertainers or activities for the gala? Will there be silent auctions or a live auction? Do we often have entertainment at the galas? Any secrets you want to share?
There's some secrets in the process that I can't give away just yet.
Well, now you know you have to come back on.
We will. I'm always a pleasure to do that. So there's some opportunities that we're pursuing as far as visual figures and other entertainers or other special guests that we're entertaining, bringing into the event. No commitments have been done yet. Roman Jewelers has taken on a major role. I know they're located here in Hunterdon and also in Somerset as a sponsor. So there's some live, there's some silent auction event gifts that will be, and prizes that will be on the higher end for like country club foursomes and other things that are coming. But until the materials come out and we get these commitments, that's when we'll come forward and let the community know, especially Somerset and Hunterdon County.
Okay, so we got a nice little teaser from Vince about all of the different things and activities that will be happening for the gala. Sometimes people hear a gala and they think it's a formal affair. It's not the kind of, you know, evening where you can maybe have a couple friends, you know, buy or purchase half a table or a table and make it a great evening to be able to support the community and education. There's nothing more valuable than education. I feel that it is, you know, certainly a great investment of time. So I believe that would lend itself to being a great investment of money as well.
Yes. So we'd like to have, you know, the communities at large, regardless of relationships or business or families and individuals, extend their reach to the college. It's very important that everyone in both communities, even for their own benefit, you know, seek out the college or reach out to the college or come out and see the college. Quite frankly, living in that community my entire life, besides an early stage soccer camp when I was 5 years old, I really didn't come around to the college till I was in my mid to late 20s in the business environment and really understand what value education, especially higher ed, has to a community, to its businesses, to its families, to its purpose. And I would advise everyone on that's listening today to think about something that's special to you and always give back, because when you give back, things come back to you tenfold. So it's always an honor to be able to participate and give back first, because we're all very fortunate living in two of the wealthiest counties in America.
Thank you, Vince, and thank you for your volunteer work and the work with the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation. It was great having you on today. Appreciate your time in the studio. It's always a little bit easier for me to have guests that are in the studio rather than on the phone, so thanks for the travel time and coming out and talking about something you're passionate about.
Yes, Georgine, thank you for having me. It was honestly an honor to be brought in here by the chamber and our fellow committee member that introduced me to you, and look forward to coming back as I have more information for you in the future. So feel free to reach out.
Now we'll have to get Vince to commit to being able to come back on air for the first time to announce some of these great things that are going on in the foundation. Just a reminder, that website, the RaritanValley.edu, we'll make sure that we post that on the Hot and 100 and Facebook page. And we do have some pictures right now of Vince. You can see him here in the studio right now if you go on our Facebook page, Hot and 100 in. And tomorrow we'll have the podcast available. So if there's any information you weren't able to jot down, you can get that tomorrow when that's available. You can see the collaborations that are important to the college and why the foundation is so successful and able to support so many students. Thank you again for staying with us this hour at Hot and Hunterdon. We'll be doing a rewind for Ruth Ann Brown Celebration Hour, and I know we're launching some new shows here at the Chamber. Thanks for being with us today.
You've got a face not spoiled by beauty. I have some scars from where I've been. You got eyes.
Karen, look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 9:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 77 degrees, 80 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. It is Friday, TGIF, August 26, 2016. Partly sunny today, isolated showers this morning. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Chance of rain is 20%. Be mostly clear tonight. Lows in the lower 60s, so the humidity goes away. Sunny highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday, sunny highs in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny on Monday the 29th, upper 80s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And partly sunny on Wednesday, the last day of August, upper 80s. So not much difference in the weather for the next couple of days. Temperatures in our area, 81 over in Raritan, 76 at the County Complex, 75 in Frenchtown, 78 up in Hampton, 75 in Highbridge, 82 in Lambertville, and 78 in Ringo's. That is Good Morning Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.